welcome to PHP BB Weekly, episode number 108 for Saturday, June 5, 2009. The month of June is now upon us, and PHP BB Weekly is the weekly live podcast where we talk all about the PHP BB bullets and board software at phpbb.com. I'm getting pretty good at saying that without overeating too much. no, you wait. June 6th. I never mess up a date. June 6th, 2009. Thanks, Jim A. in the chat room. All right. I guess I no longer deserve to be co-host, but I'm Douglas Bell. And joining me today, we have a guest filling in for both David and Michael, Phil Crum, iWisdom. And you're from the support team, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Boy. Ever since David left, it's a support team takeover on this show.
You've discovered our plans.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that the support team was actually the first team I applied to join, and I didn't get in? Mostly because I don't actually do support.
Yeah, you just ended up on the mod team instead.
Yeah, I applied for that instead, and that even that didn't last too long, but whatever. Phil's joining us today. I'm pretty sure we've had you on here one or twice before.
Yeah, I was on right after phpbb.com got hacked because of PHP list.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Sort of.
And Michael actually is here today. He said he wouldn't be here next week. I thought it was this week he wouldn't be here. That's why David told me that, whatever. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Sorry for the late join. David told me it wouldn't be here this week, and I thought that's what you said too.
No, that's the next week.
Okay, whatever. We still have. Anyway, Michael's with us today once again, and I don't really have show notes today, so we'll just have to improvise. Just go on the description on .com, and we'll follow that loosely. Let's get through our bit of housekeeping for today. I would have noticed that Syntax Error is awake. I was just in his neck of the woods on Monday. That was kind of fun. I didn't meet him, though. PHP BB Weekly is a live podcast every Saturday at noon Eastern Time. If you'd like to join us live when we're on the show, you can call in 724-444-7444, call ID number 12418. And in most cases, we will interrupt what we're doing and hear what you have to say. Or you can also share your thoughts, comments, whatever, in the lively chat room. It's already very full, and I'm very excited. On TalkShoe.com to get there. We also have an alternate IRC channel that I sometimes keep an eye on, phpbb-weekly on freenode.net. And you can stream the show live on our website, phpbbweekly.net. So let's go through. There's been a couple of new things to come out of the teams this week. I guess probably the biggest one, obviously, PHP BB 3.0.5 is now out as of last Sunday, and I love how every single time we are anticipating something on PHP BB Weekly, they always release it the next day that we have a live show. So good for them for maintaining tradition. Let's see, so we've been waiting for 3.0.5 for almost 6 months. There's a number of new features I think we talked about a couple weeks ago. What are your guys' thoughts on 3.0.5? Don't everybody speak up at once.
Oh, sorry. let's see, for what's new and all that good stuff, we got the...
It's the Quite Furry 3.0.5 package.
Yeah, complete with the slightly changed CAPTCHA.
Yeah, there's the one that's even harder to read now, I think, because they're doing like this wave thing now, is that right?
Yeah, we got the wave and a set of new characters and different background noise.
Uh-huh.
Which, as far as bot effectiveness is debatable.
Yes. How long do you think it'll be till this CAPTCHA is cracked?
It already has been.
You guys, they kept it in Subversion so long that it's already been cracked?
I've been, the one board that I run runs off of SVN, and I've been using it for since it was checked in, which was
February
or March, yeah. And it helps, but it's not completely effective, so you'll still want to use it along with custom profile fields or some other option.
Why do they even try?
Because if we don't, everyone lets us hear about it.
Then it does do something. So something is better than nothing, of course.
So you'll get fewer people that are able to crack it.
Yeah, but there's still some. There's a particular spamming package that promises its ability to break this one, and it seems to succeed. And as a aside for all the people pushing the text-based one. I can't even think of the name. ReCAPTCHA.
Oh, yeah.
It's promising to be able to break that now, so that's probably not a good sign.
Oh, dear. So I live off of ReCAPTCHA.
Well, I haven't seen it actually produce yet, but that's what they're promising.
Well, benefit for ReCAPTCHA is that if it does get cracked, since it's kind of based on, all done remotely, the folks that do ReCAPTCHA can just, you know, change whatever on their thing. It'll automatically get sent out to everybody who's using ReCAPTCHA, so that's a good thing. A little bit of an advantage. Whereas PHPBB, if your thing gets cracked, you're going to have to wait for an update to come out and then update it yourself. But that's just the way it works. You know, what can you do? It's like the definition of an uphill battle. What else? So, this is. I would say, is there any consideration of bringing back that crazy capture that looks like a strip of bubble gum with little mountains, 3D mountains sticking up out of it?
Well, as anybody who's been watching SVN the last couple of days has probably noticed, there's a few new features in there. One of which is a 3.2 plugin based capture has been backported, and I haven't really looked at it that closely, but I think that might be in there, and if it's not, it certainly wouldn't be too hard to add.
Oh, boy. Yuck. I can't tell you how many complaints I had about that thing when I was on the teams.
Yeah, some of the development captures are probably not far from torture for whoever's trying to read them.
They're computer-proof, but they're also human-proof.
Well, the thing about it being plugins, you don't have to use it.
Uh-huh. So, it's a good, I guess. I wonder, is this really mostly for bigger boards that can really get attacked, or smaller boards less likely to have this kind of thing? Or is the fact that they just go and look out for PHPBB boards in general mean that everybody's equally susceptible?
Well, you'd think that larger boards would have a problem, but I've seen some smaller websites that have a bigger spam issue than phbbb.com does, so
yeah.
I think they just Google or Bing or whatever search engine you choose to use, powered by phbbb or something to that extent, and try to go off of that.
Mm-hmm. One good thing is they do have an option on the registration screen edit now, so users can refresh the capture that's displayed. So if you get one of those really miserable ones, then you can get you can ask for a different one without counting against the maximum number of times you can get it right or wrong, that is.
Yeah, that's definitely helping. Giving some of the new capture options aren't exactly easy.
Exactly. No, absolutely no kidding. Especially, and I mean, if it's hard for just people like me to read, then I don't have any eye problems at all. Imagine for people who have difficulties fully seeing. Boy, we talk about capture so much, and it's like our equivalent of the California state budget. There's no way to talk about it without getting depressed. Let's see, performance improvements to the native full text search. So when you search,
yeah, those
faster.
Those are not enormous changes, but anybody who's using a largish board with it should probably see a little bit of help there.
Well, I'm reading off of Mike's list of new features and important changes. There's a new search option for maximum number of words allowed to search for, to give control about the maximum search load. which is good, because I think, you know, so that people don't pull out a dictionary and decide to search for every single word in the dictionary. Because that just gives them every single post on the board anyway. Search indexing should no longer stall for some installations. Probably affecting bigger boards. Conflicting files are now able to be downloaded within the automatic updater for manual inspection. So although I haven't worked with the automatic updater that much, I have the feeling it's kind of like easy mod, where if you have a certain part of the update that can't be inserted because you have a conflict due to like a mod or something like that, then you can download it, the file, and you can figure it out yourself, I guess.
Yeah, that's. I just had to do a client's board yesterday, which was not terribly fun. But what it does is, prior to this, it showed you it in a little web-based thing based off the diff rendering engine that's included in PHBBB. But the problem with that is, a lot of times it was a pretty big pain to find what the conflicts were. So the new download option lets you download it and open it in a text editor, and you can search for the diff conflict thing. You know, the arrows pointing one way or the other that say begin new file, begin modified file, and it lets you inspect it that way, which I personally prefer. And then it also gives you new merge options.
So in a way, it's like now you really don't need code changes, I guess.
Yeah, the idea is it will replace the code changes package, which is more so, since a lot of users have been requesting them who probably haven't really tried the automatic updater.
Yeah. Old holdouts from version 2.
Yeah, but the problem with the code changes is, aside from the fact they're a pain to generate and test, they're very liable to have errors, whereas the automatic updater is based off of a diff generated off of your file, which is generally, if there's a problem, it's due to the user and not the updater.
Hmm. So, essentially, I mean, I believe when we were talking during the middle of the week, you said something like there had not been code changes made for going from 3.0.4 to 3.0.5. I just looked, now there are code changes you can download. It appears to be. But you're saying you should pretty much just use the automatic update package?
Yeah, there's really no reason you shouldn't use the automatic updater.
I'd be curious to know, because I haven't. Is the code changes still in the form of a text template mod like they used to be, or are they modex now, or?
Since the support team has been responsible for releasing them, which is PHBBB3, and I think we started doing it with 3.0.3, mm-hmm. We've been generating them using Evilheart's diff to text template tool, and then converting them to modex using the mod team's mod template to modex tool.
I mean, theoretically, now with... I know something that happened a lot during the PHPBB2 days, before there was an automatic updater, a lot of people would actually use EasyMod to install the code changes package, which is pretty much the same as an automatic updater, except that it's a little more, the auto updater is a little more optimized for the specific task. But I guess people who wanted the best of both worlds, they could do the code changes package and install it with AutoMod.
Yeah, that's what a lot of them have been saying they want to do.
Did we just lose you? We just lost Phil. Come back, Phil. Phil! Phil! All right, we got you back.
I appear to have died.
You died and come back to life. You were saying...
So, with regard to the code changes, a lot of people have been saying they want them so they can use AutoMod to install them, but as you pointed out, the fundamental problem with that is it's pretty much a less streamlined version of the automatic updater, which, if they're not capable of using the automatic updater for one reason or another, chances are they're not going to be able to use the code changes package through AutoMod with much more success.
Quite frankly, if you're not using mods, the automatic update should work pure and simple. And I know
even if
when I used it back, I guess it was during the very early days of PHPB3, so I haven't touched it for a while. But, sorry. It was really simple to use. I thought, no, this is even easier to use than EasyMod, and that was without any kind of mods to worry about. So if you can't figure out, you know, how to deal with potential conflicts in code, you really probably shouldn't be dealing with mods. You gotta have at least a little bit of experience in that
field. Yeah, because a lot of users have basically seen it and gone to the release topics and go, oh, I have 8 million mods, I can't possibly use it. Where the client support I updated yesterday has 80-something mods that he could remember, which I have no idea why anybody would want that many mods. But going from 3.0 RC8 to 3.0.5, I think I only had maybe half a dozen conflicts that weren't related to switching between CVS and SVN, because that will show up as a conflict.
80 mods. This is on PHPBB3, which is supposed to have like so many features that were mods in PHPBB2.
His board is horrendously slow, which that probably has something to do with it, but...
Anyone have a caching mod out there? Remember when the PHPB3 was in development and people were like, you know, there's going to be so many features in PHPB3, there's not going to be that many mods, because what else can you do? 80 mods, wow. That's insane. Anyway, I'm sorry.
But the automatic updater handled it better than I expected, actually. And
wow.
The biggest problem with the automatic updater and even AutoMod is if you have a conflict, you have to have some basic understanding of PHP. That goes for the code changes, too, to be able to understand what to do.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm reasonably well-versed in it, so resolving a conflict is more just a pain than any potential problem. But I could certainly see how if you weren't familiar with PHP and at least the general syntax, I could see you easily picking the wrong choice and getting parse errors or things not quite working as you're expecting, and then obviously you'd blame the package instead of your self, so that's probably not helped in giving the automatic updater a bad rap.
Well, at least now with conflicting files it's easier. Moving on. I love the little cliffhangers we leave on this show. The database updater now checks for an incompatible database schema in case the database version got updated, and the admin will be notified about possible solutions and repair scripts. Yay!
That's actually more helpful for support than it sounds like it would be, because recently, for whatever reason, there's been a string of people whose databases are upgraded from MySQL 4 to SQL 5, and there's some slight changes that can cause things to get a little bit screwy, and there's been a script in a knowledge base article since DRC days with regards to fixing that, and now that the updaters handle that, it seems like those have gone down just a little bit.
Good. We now set the connection encoding for MySQL versions 4.1.0 to 4.1.2. This may fix some conversion issues with special characters.
Woo-hoo. Exciting.
Yay. Well, just upgrade to MySQL 5 and you'll be happy, okay? It's amazing. When we first started talking on the show about, you know, PHP 4 would be dying, and the sort of outcry from a lot, well, the divisiveness, because some of the internet was outcrying, you can't kill PHP 4 yet, and everyone else was like, yeah, you should kill PHP 4 because it's been years since 5 was released. Now that 4 is actually gone, you can't find it anymore on PHP.net, everyone's like, upgrade to PHP 5, upgrade to PHP 5. So we're kind of, everyone wants to upgrade now these days. It feels that like that to me anyway. So I don't know. Language pack authors now see errors notices within their language pack if they enable debug extra. That's nice to know. And Flash files now display again after the update to Flash Player 10. Those are some very big new changes. Obviously the big one is the changes to the CAPTCHA, which I think are overdue considering we were talking about this 3.5 months ago. So, yeah, I think it's good that those are there. And a long list of fixes and changes. nearly 6 months worth. And once again, for those of you who have probably forgotten in the last 6 months how to update to a new version of PHPBB, download the automatic updater package and follow the instructions and you should be good to go, hopefully, if you don't have 80 mods installed. Michael, do you want to add anything? You've been quiet.
Just to what you said about the upgrading to PHP 5, I know a lot of administrators don't like upgrading to something newer because they have tested it or they feel uncomfortable moving to something newer. For a while there, I could still find servers that ran PHP 3. So people just, for whatever reason, don't want to move. And so that causes a lot of problems when applications try to write for something current and people can't run it. Mm-hmm. I'm still waking up, so forgive me.
Yeah, welcome to the club. We got jackets and coffee. Okay, so, yay, 3.0.5 is out. Update. We were talking a little bit about the upcoming development for 3.0.6. What I noticed, having looked at, and I can't get it open right now for certain reasons, but I remember looking at the commits to Subversion this week following the 3.0.5 release, and I saw a whole lot of commits there. Apparently a feature backported from 3.2 regarding caching in the ACM. There's new modules there, and Phil, you said that there are some new plugins that are going, a new plugin system going into 3.0.6. And you guys are
we got the just the cache plugin, not like the huge plugins everyone's hoping for, but a cache plug or a, sorry, well, we got new cache plugins, but a CAPTCHA plugins, which will make modifying your CAPTCHA a lot easier. So for people who want to be able to do things like answer question CAPTCHA or the click on the cast capture, whatever options you really want, it's fairly easy to add any of those without too much code modification, because if you've looked at any of the cache mods, a lot of them are kind of big and hackish, which is hopefully fixed by this. And then the caching has been rewritten, not completely, but it's been changed how the cache is stored, which should hopefully speed things up for some boards, probably not a huge amount, but noticeably.
Now, maybe this is more of a question to Jim A. in the chat room. Why do you say that the mod team will soon be gone? That's what I'd like to know. I don't know if you have any. Is this because of the fact that there's now part of it being going to plugins?
I think it's because Highway of Life and Handyman have both left recently, and then Trevor Frost recently became a developer, and Bantu is now a junior developer.
Yeah.
So right now they're down to a 7, I think, with one of which is a junior developer.
7? That is a small mod team. I've got to go look at this.
They just hired some junior mod validators recently, which should hopefully at some point in time end up being full-fledged teamies.
Yeah, I remember, it's interesting for me because at this point, the longest serving member of the mod team that's still there is M. Hobbit. And it's interesting because actually he and I joined on the same day. So, to think if I was still there, I'd be one of the longest serving people on the mod team. It's kind of fun to think about, but boy, yeah, I can't remember seeing the mod team this small. They're almost as small as the Styles team.
It's never a good place to be.
But even the development team is equal to them now. And I remember the development team only had 3 people. Okay, so that's good for the development team and bad for the mod team. I guess I thought that he was referring to that as perhaps now a section of... What is that weird sound, Phil? Are you living near like the Indy 500 or something?
That's a very good question. I'm trying to work that out, too. Here.
Whether or not you live next to the Indy 500?
No, I think it's gone now, maybe.
Turn on your ambient noise reduction on your MacBook microphone. That could help. I guess when I read JMA's comment that the mod team will soon be gone, I thought he was referring to because of the plugin system going into CAPTCHAs. And I guess I've always kind of thought, since I started working with WordPress, that plugins was kind of a nice idea. I'm getting kind of used to that. But with the CAPTCHA plugins, how big of an effect will this have on mods?
I'd be surprised if it had huge of effect. There are a lot of anti-spam mods. I think the topic I have in the 3.0 support forum regarding anti-spam mods, there's 7 or 8 of them, which that will probably effectively, if not make them be rewritten, some of them will probably be eliminated because my understanding is some new or additional CAPTCHA options will probably show up in SVN before 3.0.6 comes around. But just the movement to the plugin base here will probably not eliminate a lot of mods, but it should hopefully clean some of them up just a little bit. And when 3.2 comes along, if you've looked at it, it's not as pluggable as, say, WordPress, but it has more options module-wise, which should hopefully clean up modding a bit more than, since our feature goal still isn't include the kitchen sink, mods will, you know, always be around, but hopefully they'll become better and better written, because just looking between PHBB2 and PHBB3, some of the code cleaning up that was done between there means a lot of the mods that were very hackish and frankly hideous in PHBB2 are able to be implemented a lot more clean and a lot better now.
Yeah, I can totally see that. It just means a lot of, for mod authors, it does mean new things will have to kind of get used to working on. But I'm feeling it's probably getting to get better as you start getting used to writing that way. As for your kitchen sink thing, my opinion is that they're not trying to include the kitchen sink, but they've got the plumbing set up there.
Yeah, we let you add the kitchen sink or the whatever else you'd want in the kitchen.
Yeah, you guys have done everything but. Okay. I know that there was like a caching backported from 3.2 as well, coming into 3.0.6.
Well, it's not so much backported. The caching plugins like Xcache and eAccelerator are backported, but the cache was changed because recently a user came to us and pointed out that the way caching works right now, since we have many small cache files going, if you have some kind of op cache running, that will pretty quickly effectively fill that. So it's having a lot of hits to the disk. And so looking at that, it's been decided it would be better to avoid any sort of op cache that's going on and just write directly to the disk, because on most servers, the disk cache, especially for shared hosting, is a lot better than any kind of op cache they'll have going. Mm-hmm. So the whole idea there is less hits to the disk, and instead of using a val to execute it, it now stores the data serialized in an array, which in terms of memory hits is a lot easier on PHP to handle. And the other thing too is the cache format has changed a little bit as a result of that, which should help with cache poisoning that some not so nice scripts have been doing habitually recently, like the Gumbler Trojan, for instance. Should it try to write to one of the cache files instead of it being executed as it is in 3.0.5, it won't work because the cache file won't be in the proper format any longer and it won't be able to be read.
Okay, so that's kind of important. I get the feeling that when you say up cache, you mean caching into files as opposed to caching direct to like a thing built in on the server or something like that?
Yeah, PHP has various op cache plugins, which basically, to my understanding, and I'm by no means an expert, and Michael might have a better idea than I do.
Speak, Michael.
They take the code that's going and cache the results, so it doesn't have to hit the code as quickly. They cache the compiled version of it, which is all fun and dandy until you run out of space to cache it, which then the effect is pretty much gone.
Yeah. I hear you there. So, is this going to sit around for another 6 months before we actually see it come to fruition in the platform to the final release.
I wouldn't be too terribly surprised. Again, it's not some internal knowledge. We don't have any internal release dates, as has been said throughout the 3.0 development cycle. But
of course not.
Just looking at the releases, it seems like right now we've been averaging, besides a 3.0.3 to 3.0.4, about 6 months in between releases, which the idea there is...
3 months during 2008. This is really the first time it's been 6 months since the last release.
Users, I think a 3.0.0 to 3.0.1 and 3.0.1 to a 3.0.2 were about 6 months or thereabouts in between. But the idea is...
We won't argue the fat point.
But the idea is, I'm not checking my internet, is kind of screwy, and I'm doing my best to stay connected here. But anyway, I think the idea is users... When PHP-BB2 had releases every couple of weeks, users would always complain, oh, why couldn't you spread them apart more, and so on. And the idea is, especially with the automatic updater being able to handle it so well, we can space them out more, which means users don't have to check every couple of weeks to update. Whereas, for example, a lot of users use the excuse, oh, I don't check every week, I didn't notice it. Now they'd not have to check for multiple months to not get the memo, so it hopefully...
Mailing list.
Well, actually, for 3.0.5, since the PHP list got compromised, we've been using a OSUOSL provided us with a mailman install, but unfortunately we weren't able to use that for 3.0.5 yet. Yeah. So eventually an email will probably go out, but it didn't go out now. But it seems like a lot of users have discovered the update through one way or another.
Yeah, they've got, now they have that thing in the admin panel that lets you, at least lets you know, it checks. They've had that there since 2.0.12.
Yeah, but the biggest problem with that is in PHP-BB2, it was on the homepage and pretty obvious, whereas now it's buried away on the system tab, which, frankly, I usually don't even go to unless I have to double-check something for support, so...
Yeah, they should fix that, you know. I had a mod that fixed that for PHP-BB2, made it even more prominent than it was.
Ideally, it should be, more visible, but the biggest problem there with that is, if nothing else, a lot of people go to the... PHP-3 ACP a lot more because there's, frankly, a lot more to do in there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people give their moderators some permissions in there. And I'm not even sure if it was a consideration, but just thinking about it now, that generates a lot of hits to phpbb.com if it's on the general tab, especially because it's no longer frame-based, so you only hit that homepage once when you load it and probably never again. You can do a lot from the general tab, so it'll probably hit it again and again and again and again and again. And obviously, from just the perspective of our server, that's not the nicest thing.
Maybe what they should do is they should first of all maybe cache the results. And I know that this was another mod that was in for PHP-BB2. It cached the result, so it only in effect checked it like a daily. And in order to report it, but then they could perhaps make it so that if there is a new version, it just makes it, you know, front and center on like every page. And like WordPress is a big annoying thing. New version, please update now, and it's on every single page. And so, you know, you end up updating just for the sake of getting that message off of there. Not to mention the fact that they have one-click update, but whatever. But I think the good thing would be to, if you cached it down to just one check a day, that would be really sufficient, because who's going to need to know the moment it's released? If they want to do that, they can subscribe to the RSS feed.
Well, the other problem against that is a lot of users also have the tendency to only pop in the ACP very infrequently. It seems like there's, you know, two sides of the spectrum. People go a lot and people who hardly enter it. And if they check the day before the update or right when the update came out, and it's been a day since the last one, and they don't come back for 3 months, that's also a problem. So, frankly, the best way to get notified about it is to sign up for an account on phpbb.com, which, if you're running a phpbb forum, I don't know why you wouldn't. And from there, go to the announcement forum and subscribe, because not only will you get notified about that, you also get notified about other new interesting things like AutoMod releases, our lovely new code swarm, which you're very excited about, and several other things.
Of course, the great thing is that we're really preaching to the choir, because if they're listening to PHP BB Weekly, they'll already know the moment a new version is released. And we'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, most of them probably throw small parties when it happens.
But I remember 2005, like once a month, and there was like a competition between myself when I had a forum and friends, and it's like who'd be the first person to update, who to know when a new release is out and update, and it'd be like a big deal if you updated your board before I updated mine. And it's like, come on, folks, I have to do code changes here. Half the time, I would be gone when the new release is out, but boy. But, oh, I got 2.0.13 updated first. Yeah, 6 days later, 6 days. Oh, good times. Good times. Let's see, what else do we have to talk about? Why? There is a video that was posted yesterday. An announcement from Acid Burn, the PHPBB Code Swarm. At first, when I knew it, I subscribed to the RSS, and when I saw this PHPBB Code Swarm, I thought it was like, is this going to be like the 2008 big event that PHPBB does? You know, last year, or 2009. Last year we had Lendavasion. This year we had like a code swarm for developers to come and inspect the code. No, it's just a video. But it's quite cool. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, I posted about it on phpbweekly.net yesterday. David just popped up. I'm going to see if he wants to join in. I'm not sure if he does or not, but, you know, we can't turn down an opportunity to get David on the show if he's able to. He's supposed to be in his business meeting soon, I thought. Oh, redirected to voicemail, whatever that means. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, Code Swarm. Yes, I decided that I'm going to pull a David and Francis, do a little skit with it. So Phil and Michael, if you just want to hang out, we're going to have this is the PHPBB Weekly Douglas's interpretation of the PHPBB Code Swarm video. So, enjoy. And it's a beautiful day for the race. We're out here on the old trackaroo. The horses, the developers and their horses, they're getting lined up for an 8-year race of a lifetime. And here we go. It's March 2001. And oh boy, our small development team is small, but they are mighty. And there they go. Oh, it's PSOTFX taking it on. And oh, the Finn as well. They are moving. We have a few others that are straggling back. Oh, the sun is shining and stars are moving in a somewhat centralized direction. Kind of weird constellations here, but whatever. It's still a beautiful day for a race. 1.4.2 is now out, and boy, here comes the developer activity now. Oh, we've got like 5 developers going at it. It's neck and neck. It's the Finn. It's PSOTFX going all crazy. It is the SysTech going on. Bart DB is helping out as well. Natech as well. Doug FK FF7 is going for it. And we are getting towards the end of 2001 here, and oh, here comes the developers. Here comes the commits now. Oh, boy. And wow, all these coming. Oh, it's going for it. Oh, we're almost there. It's RC time. That's right, baby. Oh, and yay, PHPBB 2.0.0 has been released. They have done it. Oh, yeah, the development team, small but mighty, they have done it, and they are still going strong. 2.0.1 just came out, and Paul Owen is at the center of it with other developers quietly helping them out. Oh, here comes a whole bunch of release commits going now. Yeah, and that is just in time, because 2.0.2 is now out of the gate. Here we go, and they're going slowly. Hey, we have a new player. It is Ludovic Arnaud, and he is really going for it. That's right. Paul and Ludovic are head and neck. It's going to be an oil painting or a photo finish. I don't know. I've never seen a race like this in my life. I've never seen a race like this in my life. Okay, T2.0.4 is now fresh out. Fun just never ends. Ooh, here comes the new BE Acid Burn. Boy, this is a good looking horse right here. I think he could be a good contender in this race. He might be the unexpected finisher, but Paul Owen is still going strong along with Ludovic Arnaud. Oh, and there's a Spotted about fear. Oh, here's a whole bunch of clips just in time for the 2.0.5 release. Oh boy, July 2003. 2.0.6 is on its way out. And, oh, PhD 3 has been going. Milestone 2 just hit the full time. Yeah, we got good looking result here. Now, it's still called 2.2, technically, but we're just looking for the future of 2.2. Alright, we have a little bit of activity going on now between Paul and Acid Burn, but it's slowing down a bit. Boy, it's not getting much involved here as we hit the year 2004. Okay, now we got some more coming on. Yeah, this is what I call pumping developer action. Woo hoo! Yeah, Acid Burn and Paul are right on top of each other. Quite literally, this code swarm has them right on top of each other. But we got lots more commits coming in as we hit through April. Oh, here can be this unexpected surprise. Acid Burn picks up a whole bunch of more commits going here now. Paul's still committing a little bit, but boy, it's all Acid Burn. And now we're going very fast. Oh, 2.0.10, it is hit right after 2.0.9. Nobody saw that coming. Within 6 days, we had a new release. And it's kind of a quiet fall, isn't it? What, can you guys pick it up a bit? This race is getting boring. Okay, Bart VB has come in and he's going to help out a little bit. Meanwhile, 2.0.11 has come out and boy, now the Santee Worm is hit. And all this is going to cause a bit of an obstacle course for these developers. But they're still going at it. They're still going strong. As the new year 2005 hits, and we didn't see that coming. Another double release in 1 week, 3.0.13 right after 2.0.12. Here come more as 2.0.14 hits that right on the heels, and 2.0.15 right on the heels of that. Boy, these developers are kicking out releases faster than I can kick out shoes from under my bed. Yes, 2.0.16 is out now, and we've got Acid Burn, and we've got Paul Owen, and we've got a little bit of help from Bart BB going on, but he's fading down in the background as Acid Burn takes the lead. Oh, we never, no one saw him taking the lead in this race. And now, oh no, Paul Owen is out of the race. He has had an injured horse. He can no longer participate in this race. He has been disqualified. Oh, that is very unfortunate. He has such a good lead going. But now it's Acid Burn and it's Graham. Oh, we've got some new people coming in. David MJ and Naderman. Boy, they seem to be very promising towards kicking this race out of its wall. And, oh, there's, we got, oh boy, I don't even know what's happening before my eyes. The activity is back, baby, it's back. Milestone 4 is out, it's March 2006. Oh, we got 2.0.20 hitting out. Oh, and David MJ and Naderman, and boy, they are going at it. They are bringing this race back to the forefront. Oh, and Acid Burn is helping out as well. Graham Hope, this group of developers now, this is so close. And they've got Beta 1 out for PHPDB3. Oh boy, let the excitement begin. Let the bug fixing begin. Let the testing and the bug fixing and Beta 2. Wow, this is such a race. And boy, oh, and now we have DHN coming in to help out. Oh boy, and SHS. Oh boy, Domoclin is in the house, baby. Here we go. This is quite a race. Beta 3 has now come out, and the bug fixes and come in. All this new stuff, some last minute new changes. They're, I believe they're getting, as I hear, they're getting some UTF support coming in there. Oh, and it's coming all over with a new, another release of PHPB2 and Beta 5 hitting up. I hear we have a release candidate coming up sometime soon. And those developers, they are just going at it full time. It is going to be a real neck and neck race. Boy, did you see that? All that just came in. Oh, and we have a new developer now. Vic Delphont coming in here, and Kellen Bed is coming in here, and they are getting into the game, though Vic is staying a little bit outside. Vic and SHS, they're losing back by a few lengths, but we got the leaders going head-to-head as they keep on going through this race. August 2007, and boy, look at that. Go in, you can really feel the tension building up now. We are already to RC7, folks. RC7. We are just about the finish line. It's coming up anytime now. And RC8, and we are up to 3.0.0. That is a finish line like anything. And they are still going. Wow, the developers don't know where to stop. They've already finished, and they're still going. They're still keeping moving. They've got more developers coming into the fold with 2.0.23. One last little hat tip off to the old 2.0 line. That will be the last one for that race. 3.0.1 comes out after a massive surge in commits going on right there. Alright, it's Kellen Dead and it's Acid Burn, and they are Jacob and Rich, and Naderman, David MJ, and APTX are helping out to get these button going just in time for the 3.0.2 release. It is now August of 2008, and we are very close to coming up to present day, folks. Acid Burn and Toon Army, who is a new competitor, but who is now helping out along with Kellogg. We have, boy, we have quite a development team going on here. And the swarms are coming in, the comments are coming in. 3.0.3 has now been released. And I hear we're getting very close to, yep, 3.0.4, right on the heels. Now they've got a lot to come up with as we hit the 2009. And Acid Burn is doing quite a bit. Terra Frost, a new contributor who is now coming in and helping out. Boy, we have a nice big commit right in February. I hear we have a new patcha coming in. And that will get to sit there and hand and mature and ripen for a couple of months. Acid Burn is really leading the pack now. And that is it. We are to June 2009. Boy, what a race. This is the race of the century. Thanks to the PHP BB developers for 8 great years of what a great race that was. Oh, boy. And that is the race here today. Whew. And it was a photo finish. But I don't think we'll ever find out because the race really continues. That is it for this skit today on PHP BB Weekly. Oh, and I didn't even practice for that.
Wow.
That's what happens when they don't provide any kind of anything other than just a cool soundtrack. You have to have commentary. If you read PHP BB Weekly's the post I put there yesterday, I said that Mike said to have fun with this video and simply enjoy it. Well, I'm certainly going to have fun with the video, but I couldn't simply enjoy it. Are you having fun listening to this, Michael, today? I think Michael's too stunned to speak.
Sorry, I was trying not to sneeze in your ear.
Oh, wow, Phil. Speaking of a good race. Okay, so seriously, the Code Swarm, what's the point of this? Other than to provide me with free entertainment.
Free entertainment? Yeah. That's the only... It's cool.
Yeah.
It's technology. We like technology at PHPBB.
I did a Google search for... Whoa, good grief. Have you done... What's this? Google's got a very weird logo today.
For a Tetris.
Tetris. And this is a 25-year anniversary of Tetris. How about that? Okay, that's the random fact for the day. The Code Swarm, which is, I guess, it's a Google Code project. And I get the feeling that essentially you give it the link to the Subversion repository, which I guess goes back for PHPBB to March 2001, and it just looks at your activity and produces that video, I guess. And it's interesting because I did a little bit of looking at some of the other Code Swarm videos, and there's actually quite a bit more activity for everybody else. You know, whereas I could actually interpret most of the names from PHPBB's Code Swarm video if I put it full screen for that little fit there. Boy, there's no way I could keep up with everybody else's. You know, they have the Eclipse project and Python and PostgreSQL and Apache, and boy, that gets active. There's a whole bunch of developers there, and whereas PHPBB has never really had more than a handful of developers. There was that one point where we had like 8 people helping out at one time, but... So... Someone said that PHPBB Weekly crashed Firefox. I'm sorry, folks. That's probably what happens. So, yeah. Code Swarm is cool, and thanks to Mike for working on that, and that was fun to do. I just had that idea the first time I saw it. So, anything else that is really cool peak PHPBB news that you wanted to bring up or discuss?
I got an advertising plug.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, recently, as you might have noticed by the rules in PHPB general discussion getting a little laxer. We've been trying to build a bigger attempt at getting a community so the team members don't seem like fake plastic robots to go around answering your posts. Yeah. So myself and a user on PHPB.com and in the PHPBB weekly chat room right now, SyntaxArt90, are both fans of Steam, the game engine, which some of you might have heard of from Valve. So we've gone ahead and created a Steam group for various people who enjoy PHPBB to join so we can get together and shoot each other or whatnot. And if any of you are interested in joining that and play Steam games, you can find it at steamcommunity.com/groups/PHPBB. And
steamcommunity.com/groups/PHPBB?
Yes, steamcommunity.com/groups/ steamcommunity.com/groups/PHPBB. Mm-hmm. And right now there's only a 6 members, 4 of which are team members. We have myself, Marshall Resty, Knox Wizard, and one of our new moderators, Tom. And then we have a couple of community members, and hopefully we can get that going a little bit more because it's a kind of fun way to get to know people and prove that we're human.
And observe Birdiezilla in his natural habitat, apparently.
Exactly.
I totally want to get Birdiezilla on the show sometime. I'm going to talk to David about doing that. I think he is actually Birdiezilla's agent. All right. Let's hit the mod and style of the week, shall we? The mod of the week comes to us by a friend of the show. It is called Quote User Link Back, or QUBL, Cubel, I guess, by Eric Frerejean, who is I think he's also a support team member, am I right?
He is.
Boy, the support team is really going to take over. It was validated by Paul, who is now a support team member, so they're really taking over the game here. Anyway, the mod is essentially, when you quote a user's post, the mod will add a link to the profile of that user that was quoted. So it's a pretty basic mod. And I would note it that he has another one that is currently in RC, which is a quote post back link, which will actually instead do a post back to the actual post that was quoted, as opposed to the user who made the post. But in either case, if you have quotes that are in need of a little more pizzazz, you can check this out. David wants to join. And, hi, David. David's usual opening sound.
It's a Wrestling the Bear sound. But Michael made it.
Yes, he did. He's going to be gone next week.
Oh, it's next week?
Yes, apparently. However, Phil's been doing most of the talking this show. You missed my skit.
Ah, yeah. I know. I was out feeding horses.
Yeah. Phil, tell him about it.
It was one of the most exciting moments of my life.
Michael, what's your testimony?
She's speechless.
Have you ever done horse races?
Yeah.
Talking to Douglas, actually.
Yes. Oh. I've never done a horse race before. That's the first one. David, we're just going to keep him in suspense. You're just going to have to go listen to it.
It will change your life.
Yeah, it will change. It'll make your front fall off.
Front fall off?
Welcome back. Yeah. Our style of the week is actually, I do this style in memory of a classmate from my graduating high school class who doesn't even know that this show exists, but I'm going to do it for him anyway. It is called Actif by Nappy8Gen. And the reason that I say this is in his memory, because he's still alive, in his honor, is that it is yellow. And that is all that matters to him. This guy who is one of my big friends at high school. he is obsessed with the color yellow. And this theme is totally yellow. So, it is based on Pro Silver, obviously, and it has a very interesting, I think kind of luscious, black slash gray on yellow gradient type of thing that actually kind of makes you, it reminds me of bananas. That's what it does. It reminds me of bananas or banana pudding at the very least, and boy, it makes me hungry. So, but it's really a cool theme, I think, if you are a big fan of yellow lusciousness. I think it looks pretty doggone cool. So that, and it's a little different from our normal, and we like to sort of look at them different. So yeah. Active by Nappy 8th Gen, it is your yellow lover for the style of the week. David, before we close up, did you have anything you wanted to share? Aren't you supposed to be in a business meeting right now?
In a few minutes, yeah, probably.
Okay, what do you, why'd you want to join?
Well, I didn't. You approached me earlier, so...
I'm like, if David's here, he should be on somehow.
My meeting is over Skype. That's why Skype was on.
Ah.
But I'm glad... See, if I join the podcast and everybody else gets like a 20% chance of talking, and if I'm not there, they get like 120% chance of talking, so...
Not true. I've been most of the talking this show, and Phil's kind of helped out, and Michael's just been, I'm just going to sit here and enjoy the show.
Well, I'm glad Phil got to join because I'm actually interested in listening to his take on the some of the new ACM plugins.
You talked a bit about the Capture plugins. I don't think we didn't say very much about the ACM plugins.
Just a little bit.
Like, it's caching, and it's just changing how caching is done. But you know, you can't cash in very much on caching.
It's really nice caching.
It is. We'll talk about that more next week, I think.
Will you be here?
Maybe.
David, this is so unpredictable. How am I supposed to plan any kind of episode when you're just like, oh, I might be here. I might not.
Yep. Such is life. All right. I have to run and start my meeting.
Okay. Thanks for blessing us very briefly. And here's Francis just in time for the meeting, too.
Alright, we'll talk to you guys later. I'll talk to you this week, Douglas.
Sure you will. I'll be here. And with that, be sure to check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for show notes, links to the stuff we've talked about on this show, and everything else, although to find out about the, I don't know, never mind, the Code Swarm, you know, that was fun. You know, great. Thank you, thanks development team, for 8 great years of entertainment for that, just for that. That's the only reason, I'm just going to believe that that's the only reason they do the work they do, just so I could have that 8 minutes of fame. That 8 minutes of fame doing that right there. I'll take that to my grave. At our forum, StarTrekGuide.com, for lots of other great stuff. Our next episode will be next Saturday, June 13th. For PHP BB Weekly episode number 109, noon Eastern time, 1600 UTC time. I think that's the week, Michael, you said you won't be here.
Yes.
Where will you be?
I'll be in Arizona.
Oh, wow. Why?
Visiting a friend.
Okay. Well, man, I've got some relatives down in Arizona. Isn't it going to be kind of hot?
Probably.
It's like, you know, middle of June, Arizona, desert. Of course, aren't you, Michael, are you in like Texas, or was that someone else?
Not me.
Where are you from again?
Virginia.
Virginia, okay. So, yeah, it's kind of hot. Well, you'll be in Virginia. I'll be kind of close to your neck of the woods when I go to D.C.
Yep.
I'll be as close as I am now. That'll be fun. So thanks, Michael. As always, and Phil, iWisdom, and
yes.
I think you mentioned before the show, I'm going to still see about that idea of a Bay Area meetup, and you're close enough to the Bay Area.
Yes, I'll pop by and grace you with my presence if you choose to have one.
You're going to give us presents? Yay. I'm hungry, I get punchy. and I'm Douglas Bell, so thanks so much for listening. Remember that a successful community begins with you.
Tag.
You're it.
You're it.
And let's get you some coffee, Michael.
Yeah.
Have a great week. See you next week. Bye, everybody.
It's a beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! And it's Stooge Hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And Beetle Bomb. Around the first turn, Stooge Hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And Beetle Bomb. Into the back stretch, Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana! Coming up through the bunch!
And Beetle Bomb. At the half, Stooge Hand still out in front. Apartment House is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing Battery.
Assault and Battery!
Notary Soljack is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is. Yes, it is Beetle Bomb. Around a turn, heading for home. It's Stooge Hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third. And Mother-in-Law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh.
And now they come down to the wire. And it's number one and now number two. And it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left. And Lewis is in there slugging. And it's a battle. And now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring. There's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner.
Beetle Bomb.